Well, this is actually a question that little dovetails a little bit, and I don't support the Patriot Act, but at least not permanently. Anyway, my question is more about the leadership in the House. I know a lot of people are very disappointed with the way John Boehner has been running the show as Speaker, and as far as they'd like to see more cojones off the Republican Party. And, I mean, I know that they had this vote beforehand where they'd elected who the Speaker was, and most, I don't know if you voted for Boehner or if somebody else was running that you voted for, but...
There's no one else running.
Okay, I didn't think anybody else ran, so... Yeah, it was a rigged election. There you go. But are you still confident in his leadership? Are you guys starting to regret the vote? Is there a sense that, like, man, I wish we could have had this vote over again and had somebody else run?
Okay, I'll briefly answer that because that kind of borders on the political, and you know, we want to rather answer policy than politics. But John Boehner, if you look at the record of this Congress, we in fact did repeal Obamacare. We sent a repeal bill to the Senate as we promised we would. We cut our own spending, our budget, by 5%. That's a real cut. That's not a Washington cut, because a Washington cut used to be, we're just going to cut the increase. No, we actually took our spending and cut it 5%. Now remember, we're asking the country in this year's budget to cut their spending 3%. So we said, no, we're going to cut our own spending 5% below last year's level, because we're going to ask the country to spend 2 to 3% less. So we did that. We held the line on taxes. We have begun to eliminate some of the programs. We're passing the bills that are out of committee, and they'll come to the floor, that repeal some regulations. And we have taken a very principled stand, I think, on the budget issues. We sent a reduction bill to the Senate that was a substantial bill. I mean, that wasn't as substantial as we needed to be. It was only 3% cut in the federal budget. But, you know, that's the start. So, you know, is the world perfect? No, but this is a legislative body.
Yeah, I think the frustration comes in that we keep passing these continuing resolutions. We don't just say, look,
right,
let's get the government shut down and be done with it, you know?
Well, I don't know. You're not going to go there, but, so everyone understands what happened is, when we talk about continuing resolution, because, you know, that's kind of Washington insider speak, every year we're supposed to pass a budget. It's a $3.7 trillion business. It's not an unreasonable thing to expect. $3.7 trillion business actually runs on a budget. Well, the last Congress because what happened is they actually adjourned early so they could all go and campaign. So they didn't bother to pass a budget. They came back in the lame duck session, couldn't come to an agreement, so they passed a 5-month budget. News to them, the fiscal year is 12 months. So what happened is on the end of February, we were going to run out of our budget authority. Ran out. If we didn't do something, the government would slow down. It's not a shutdown.
Yeah, it's not a shutdown. It is a slowdown. You're correct.
We didn't want it to slow down. We thought that the House and Senate were being serious. That they just needed a short extension. Again, we were only in for a month and a half, not long enough to do all the work of the last Congress on a budget, which normally takes 8 months. We couldn't do it in 8 weeks. So we passed a 2-week extension. This is when, president said that the vice president, goes back to why I say the president said the right words at the State of the Union, but then didn't deliver. Because the president says, okay, we have a 2-week extension. The president says, okay, Joe Biden's my negotiator, and then Joe Biden leaves the country. Well, I got to tell you, that's frustrating to me, because I didn't leave the country. I mean, the House stayed in session. We came up against another deadline last Friday with Joe Biden just having come into country, and the question was, should we extend it another 3 weeks, because it's this week when we're not in Washington, plus 2 additional weeks to negotiate. And I will tell you, at the end of the day, I thought we should. So I was one of the 54 Republicans who voted against extending it. There is this unwillingness in Washington to just face the music.
Yeah.
This is it. And I don't care whether it's this, whether it's the growing debt and deficit, there's unwillingness to face the music. And I don't get it, because in my household, I got to face the music every time I get a stack of checks and bills I got to pay. I got to do it. We did it in the state. Why won't the federal government do it?